I can't believe it's passed, and I'm going to, I'll read to you why. It says, and I'm just going to read this, we're going to go over in 1 John. He said, "And I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding." Well, I tell you, that says a whole lot. Mm-hmm. Remember, wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Amen. Tonight, you know, he talked about that last night. You know, sometimes Jason feel like I'm so stupid that I don't know which way's up. But I tell you, there's something in my heart tonight that I know for real.
Yeah.
Amen. There's something in there, John.
Yeah.
That
amen.
I can't deny.
Amen.
Right. The devil, he'll come and try to tell me things.
Yeah.
Oh, he'll tempt me and try to tell me to quit, try to tell me to do this and do that. But you know what? I'm glad what the Word of God says.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to read one verse in John chapter 4, 1 John. Then I want to go back to the second chapter. Amen. And if I can tonight, by the grace of God, Lord, put this on my heart. And Jason up here while I go talking about love and prayer. And, amen. Kind of go along a little bit, I guess, what I'm going to preach on tonight. Lord being my helper. And, amen. I can't do nothing about him. I understand that. I love him tonight with all my heart. Amen. But they said here in chapter 4, the first verse. Now, we're living in bad times, folks. We all know that. We all agree on that. He said, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out in the world." Now he said, I won't swear to read no more. Amen. He said, "Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world." Mm-hmm. Amen. Back then it was in there.
Yeah.
Amen. Turn back to John chapter 2. Amen. I want to read that just to try to verify something. Remember now, try the Spirit. He said in chapter 2, verse 18, this is what we'll probably try to preach from the Lord, lead and guide us. Amen. He said here in 18th verse, he said, "Little children, it is the last time, and as you have heard, the Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would not, no doubt, have continued with us. But they went out, that they might be made manifest that were not all of us. But ye have an unction, amen, with the Holy One, and ye know all things." Father in heaven, Lord, as I come to you tonight, just as humble as I can, Lord, I ask you tonight, God, to help me, Lord. I pray for something, God, that would help us all tonight, Lord. God, we'd all get a little closer to Father tonight, Lord. And we know I'll be under the shadow of doubt tonight, Father. God, that you live inside us, Lord, and God, we walk it out after the Spirit and the faith, Lord, that you give us. Now, Lord, we pray tonight, God, that you have your blessed way with us right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that you touch hearts. And we give you glory and honor for this opportunity, Lord, to stand. And we thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Boy, well, I tell you, I got to thinking about this scripture. I was reading this morning, and amen. And I got to thinking about, he said, if they'd been with us, or those that was with us, amen, they would have continued with us if they'd been part of us. Amen, yeah. More or less. And you know, you look back on the church, amen, not just this church, but all the churches around, how many people come and go, amen. And Brother Junior, they'll say how they love the church, they love the people, but in a little while they're gone, you'll never see them again, amen. Brother McKay, somebody said down here, we have an unction with the Holy One. Brother, I'm glad tonight that I got something from the Holy One, and I know it's real, amen. And he said, listen, he said, to try the Spirit, and see if it be of God, amen. Not everyone that confesses, I ain't going to be a Christian. You know, I believe the Bible tells us that the devil confessed and preached in the devil. Hey, man, you know what? You'll come in and a sheep clothing, brother, but inward, they are raving wolves. You'll come in the house of God. Hey, man, to try the Spirit. Hey, man, when your God goes, they'll glorify Jesus. Hey, they'll glorify the Son of God. Hey, they'll have love and compassion. I've noticed, Brother Johnny, you've prayed longer than I have, brother. And no doubt many have come to you. Amen. Begin to bring up accusations against people in the church. You know what? I'm going to tell you something tonight. That's not of God. Love the Bible. Right. I write a new commandment unto you.
Yes,
I
love one another.
Hey, if we love God, guess what? Yeah. We love our brother. Hey, to try to find fault in him all the time. You know what we were talking about here in the prayer meeting the other night? Hey, he said if we confess our faults, I'm one to another. But let me tell you something tonight. I've got more faults than you can shake your head. But Jesus looked past that and seen somebody being betrayed. How can we look past one another? We have something in us, folks tonight, that we can rise up above that, the things of this world. Let me tell you something. He's not everyone. Hey, that confesses tonight is of God.
That's right.
Yeah. He said many of them say, Lord, Lord.
Yeah. He said they even said we've cast out devils.
Yeah.
Hey, man, in thy name. Yeah. You killed the sick in thy name. But he'll say, depart from me, for I never knew you. You workers of iniquity.
Yep.
Hey man, we come to church. Hey man, we sit back. And, hey, we never, you know what? We were talking last night about how the word fought up on their pews. Johnny, it's amazing how people can turn you off. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, they'll sit and look out the window. Think about everything under the sun. Maybe get your checkbook out and balance it. Hey man, maybe get your cell phone out and send a text or two. Hey man, anything to keep your mind off of God's word. I'm going to tell you something tonight. If you're sitting in God's place, and all you got on your mind is, hey, I just want to get out them doors. Guess what? You're in trouble.
Amen.
You'll find yourself in trouble.
Amen.
Because the love of God's not in your heart.
That's preach it, brother.
The love of God's not there.
That's right, brother.
Amen.
Right.
Listen. He said here, he said, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been with us, been of us, how they would so, no doubt, had continued with us.
Yeah.
But they went out that they might be made manifest. Amen. Let me tell you something now. Let's go back over here just a minute. Amen. The book of Acts here. Amen. If I can find the scripture.
Bless the Lord. Help the Lord tonight.
Amen. He said it. Here in chapter 3, verse 19, he said, repent ye therefore and be converted.
Yeah.
That your sins may be blotted out.
Yeah.
In time, and in the, when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, and ye shall send Jesus Christ, which before us was preached unto you. Amen. Let me tell you something. Those people are being preached to time and time again. Amen. But you know what they'll do? They'll take and turn a deaf ear to it. They'll walk right back out the door. And they'll reject the goodness of God. Hey, it's worth it. You're a priest tonight. Lord, don't judge me. I don't you judge me. Let me tell you something. The Bible said you'll know about their brother. God help us now. Boy, I tell you what, people.
Yeah.
Well, Jason, you go to kind of busy with people, want to know why they. Oh, listen, I'm all right. I'm doing okay. Hey, listen, I'm not backslid. I'm not done yet. Well, why ain't you in the church house? Why ain't you in the house of God?
Yeah.
The love of God was in your heart. That's where you be.
Yeah.
Sure enough. People take and make all kinds of excuses. Amen.
Bless
the Lord. Amen. Timothy, chapter 2 Timothy, chapter 3 says this. Starting the first verse, he said, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, innocent, contentious, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Amen. Hey, listen, it said traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness about
they
deny the power thereof. From such, he said, turn away. Amen. He said, from such, turn away. Folks, because of pride of spirit, even when somebody comes to me, hey, you start messing around, and bad mouthing their brothers and sisters, hey, pride of spirit, I love you. Lord, I've been so many places. Amen. And I talked to somebody and all they can do is find fault for everybody else.
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, amen. Let me tell you something, Lord. When God will wake you at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning and show you who's at fault, yep. Hey, you know you've got an ocean with a hole in
it. Yeah.
Amen. Let me tell you something. Now, folks, the Bible says, confess our faults. Amen. You know how future you may say this. Hey, I got all withered down one time. Amen. I was complaining about everybody in the house of God. Wondering why this wasn't doing that, why this wasn't doing that. Amen. You know what the Lord said? Woke me up in the middle of the night, knowing there ain't nothing going on. Hey, I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt who it was talking to me. Brother Junior, he said, hey, have you took a good look at yourself?
Yeah.
Hey, look at hey, yourself. Yeah. Brother, you find the fault. You find who's in the trouble.
Yeah.
Hey, get that snake out of you. Hey, so you can help somebody else.
Amen. The devil comes
on. Amen. Next thing you know, you're not about to have trouble again. Amen. I go through that so much, I get sick of it. Amen. I'm not willing one of these days, boy, that'd be all behind me.
Yeah.
Amen. But you know what? This is what gets me, brother. In the last days here, he said they'll be, oh, they'll be boasters. Oh, you know what? You go talk to somebody. Oh, I do this and I do that. Well, I pray every once in a while. I bless my food every now and then. Well, I tell you what, I gave food last year to somebody. I paid somebody's bill one time. Well, I tell you what, they'll have all kinds of excuses. Oh, proud of what they've done. Brother, I never come to the knowledge of the truth.
Yeah.
You know why? It feels good to stand up in the house of God and say, oh, I'm glad I better know so-and-so. You won't find me doing that. Let me tell you something. You better watch yourself.
Yeah.
Brother, God's not in you. You better have compassion and love for a brother. Hey, because you long to find yourself in that same
predicament. That's right. That's right. Amen.
Amen. Let me tell you something.
Good.
You know what he talked about? Amen. The seed, talking about it being sowed, how some fell on good ground. Amen. You know what? There's a lot of seed being wasted today.
Yeah.
Amen. You know what, Jason?
Come on.
Boy, you know what? People talk about atheists. There's no such thing as atheists.
No.
I don't find an atheist in the Bible.
No.
It says it's antichrist.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Hey, don't say no atheist.
Mm-hmm.
No. But it says they confess not. Amen.
Right.
Amen. Jesus Christ came in the flesh. Amen.
Right.
They're of antichrist.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something tonight. He is of the devil, brother. Amen.
Right.
And he's an antichrist because he doesn't have Christ.
Amen.
Right. Right.
Right. Amen. We'll believe him. Huh? We'll believe him.
Yeah.
Johnny, I'll tell you something. Scares me to death, brother. Some people get tempted. Some people get excited. But it scares me to death. When I see that door flying over back here on that 10 and 12 people walked in one time, but I don't know. Huh?
Yeah.
I feel I know my heart will fall on the floor. Hey, man, I mean, I'm looking for trouble, Johnny. How many devils going to come? Especially when God's a blessing.
Yeah, amen. That's right.
God, you know that His holy blessings upon you.
Right.
Hey, amen. You seeing Him move, chasing people coming to altar, getting needs met. Yeah. Hey, amen. People loving one another the way the Bible tells them to. You better look out, brother. You know why? Because you get on your little bicycle and that old devil, he'll stick a spring in your spoke and you'll wreck them.
Yeah,
amen. Amen.
Right.
Amen. Tear you down. Brother, because you know why? Because they'll come in. They'll start wanting to change this, change that. Hey, they're not in us. Amen. They're on the devil.
Amen. 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 Bless the Lord.
I'm going to ask Gwen a question because she's a huge novice with me. If I come to your house in the morning, Gwen, and decide to remodel, would you let me?
No, yeah, I would.
I can't. I went down the wrong road. Amen. You're not seeing TV then. You know what? We go into somebody else's house.
And let me say this. And I want you to understand what I'm saying. He said, try the spirit, see if it be of God.
Yeah.
And see if it be of the Lord. It's not every spirit, amen, is of the Lord.
That's right.
So if I come to your house, and amen, you maybe have got kids or grandkids. Amen. Maybe I just start trying to correct some children. I ain't none of my business, Junior. If I got up and grabbed one up, whooped him, what would you do, Jason? If I come to your house, we're sitting there at business, all of a sudden I got up and just wore one of your boys out. Hey man, you probably fly mad, even though we love one another. Hey man, you fly mad because, hey, a kid, that's my kid, this is my house. Hey man, you know what else would happen? No, but I'll tell you something else would happen too. Hey, let's just go a little bit deeper. But I'm just sitting there and just all at once. Hey man, I'm busy with you, Johnny. I just got a feeling I need a little sugar. Hey man, I just get up over and get trained with a lip lock her right real good. Brother, would you like it?
No.
Now we're getting some more. Hey man. What I'm talking about, when people come into God's house, we've been here for years. Hey man, the things we are doing are working. Why do we want to change?
That's right, brother. That's right.
Why do we want to try to take a different road? Let's change this. Let's change that. Oh, it'd be a lot better. And you know what we'll do just because we want to keep them there? We'll start trying to change for them.
That's right.
Yeah.
They say no, and I'm waiting to get in trouble.
Yep.
You know why is it trying to spirit? See if it's been God.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. Now, I just read to you a while ago about the pastor. Amen. He's supposed to have a little knowledge and a little wisdom, babe. Mm-hmm. And I'm dumb or dirt. But, Johnny, I think we're supposed to watch after the sheep, amen.
Yeah.
Huh? We're supposed to keep the wolves at play.
Yeah. That's right.
Hey, amen. You know what? If we didn't love you, we wouldn't. Hey, amen. We didn't think you loved us, we wouldn't. Hey, amen. I'll just be honest with you. Folks, tonight, I'm not going to stay because I ain't loved. Hey, amen. I'm not going to stay at home if I'm not loved. Hey, amen. I'm going to stay at mama's house if I ain't loved. I ain't going to stay here in the church if I'm not loved. Hey, amen. I'm just telling you tonight, if Jesus Christ is in you and He's in me, guess what we'll do? Yeah. Hey, amen. We will love one another. Yeah. And brother, we'll look past each other.
Oh,
hey, amen. And we'll tell the world to get behind us.
Yeah. Amen.
But we'll believe them. God help me. Boy, I tell people. People call you up and tell you things. Won't stir up trouble in the church. Buddy, that's not of the Lord.
No, it's not.
I was just listening to a man on the way up here on the radio. And he said, this preacher, every time he got up behind the pulpit, he said, I'm glad I'm saved. And so there was a woman in his church that evidently she didn't have what she needed. Hey, man, said she finally walked up to him. She said, how long are you going to get up there and say, it feels good to be saved? He said, until it don't feel good no more.
Amen.
You see, somebody got whacked, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was up glorifying the Lord, tearing her playhouse down. Guess what? She was the Lord.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you look at anyone who wants to, but she's the Lord.
Yeah.
Folks, I tell you what, you won't get mad at somebody from glorifying the Lord.
Amen. Right.
You get blessed, brother. You know what? When you get up here and take your little fits, you know what does for me? That blesses me.
Yeah.
Amen. Johnny, when you get up and start preaching, brother, guess what that does for me? It blesses me, Frank. Amen. When you go down the road and you're telling me all these stories and things in the Word of God, guess what that does, brother? I don't never sit there and say, boy, I wish Frank shut up. I sit there and I just try my best to soak it up all that I can, brother.
Praise the
Lord. Because it's a blessing.
Yeah.
Brother, it ain't something you get every day.
I try.
When you get it. Amen. Hold on to it.
Yeah.
Amen. It said not every spirit is of God. Amen. You see, tonight everybody's looking at my shoestring being untied. I make up. I'm all right. That worries my life. Amen. Now I'm going to hit tears her word, but she'll say, you won't fall. Amen. You won't fall. Listen here, he said, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, amen, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doeth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him.
Amen.
For we shall see him as he is. Amen. And every man that has this hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure. Amen.
Lord,
tell you something. You know, the Bible teaches us, folks, gives us many things to do. Amen. It tells us what's going to heaven. It tells us what's not going to heaven. Yeah. It tells us what's to watch for. Amen. It tells us to watch the signs of the times. Amen. We see things going around on us. We see how everybody's changing. Everybody's forgetting the Lord. Amen. To the schools, how they took the Ten Commandments out. Amen. They took prayer out. Hey, the courthouses just took it out. And they try to take it out of prayer whenever they assemble themselves together for everything. They're trying to do away with that.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
That is not of God.
That's right. Nope.
Right. People say they're Christians and they'll go on. You know something, Junior? There's something they can't do for me. They mightn't stop me from praying out loud. But brother, I'm thankful that brother, he knows the faults and the empty in my heart.
Right, right.
Johnny, I can sit anywhere and bow my head and ask God to help.
That's right.
Bless.
Praise
brother, he'll hear me.
Yeah.
But you know what? Frank, if he give me breath, and he told me to, hey man, I'd love to get in one of them places and just get up on a cheer.
Yeah.
Just like a big old bandy rooster, not to brag or to boast, but to give glory unto my Savior.
Praise
because
the Lord.
All them hypocrites of the world, if they don't get saved, they're going to burn in hell.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. Amen. They say they know God, but yet they deny Him.
That's right.
Well, I tell you what, it's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living God.
Right. Because
I tell you something, I know tonight, but I'm a shadow of doubt, that I've been born again. I tell you why, because I got love in my heart. Didn't have that before you know. Didn't have it. I'm telling you now, I've got something I didn't have.
Yeah.
Therefore, I know that I know.
Amen.
They say, well, how do you know? Brother, you just know.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. There's something inside of you.
Oh, yeah.
How can anybody here tonight tell me that tonight you got saved, that you can't remember how that was?
Amen.
Buddy, I can.
Yeah, me too.
Tommy, I walked in that place of sinner. I cannot say.
Praise the Lord.
Brother, I walked in there loaded down, brother, and I couldn't even walk on it. Miserable, undone.
Me too.
Boy, looking for something. Johnny didn't even have no idea what I needed. And boy, he came to me. He came to me, Jason. Did I not come to you? Did I not come and find you?
Yeah.
See, I was almost lost, not him.
That's right.
He left the splendor of heaven for us.
He sure did.
He made but he commanded his love upon us, and he wants us to love one another, folks. Now, I hope and pray it made a little sense, but I want you to listen real close and we'll come to a close. When people come to you and they start putting down each other, folks, rebuke them or walk away or do something.
Yeah.
Don't listen.
Yeah.
Folks, I'm telling you, it's getting worse.
Yeah.
It's going to get worse.
Yeah.
Hey, man, and it's just going to continue that way because the love of many is waxing cold. Because iniquity doeth abound.
Yeah.
Hey, man, sins in this world.
Yeah.
We ain't going to be satisfied, Jason, until we get there. Amen. Amen. But while we're here, don't believe every light comes along.
Amen.
Amen. Don't believe every story.
Yeah.
Well, you see anymore, I realize something. People call me and tell me something I want to preach. I said, I don't believe that. Well, why not? Call me a light? Nope. Didn't see it. Wasn't there. Mm-hmm. Therefore, I don't know. And I'm not going to take your word. I'm not going to take nobody else's word. And then, most of all, if it's to tear down, it ain't God.
That's true, sir.
You know, if you come to me and you're troubled about something and you want me to pray for it, that's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
But if you come to me, well, I wish I could remember that message. I'd love to be able to preach it sometime, but man preached on the dogs in the church. There was all kinds of dogs, all kinds of breeds. Huh? You got pointers.
Yep.
Did you see what so-and-so done?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then you got sitters.
Yep.
How they just sit there and watch for somebody else. Huh? Then you got them that barks there when the flag comes on.
That's right.
You ever had a chihuahua around? They'll bark at anything move. I've run into some of them, sure. Yeah, been some of them.
Bless you, Lord.
Yeah, they always look at something bark like. Do you know what, folks? Tonight, if we just had the love of God in our heart like we spoke to him, oh, I was better off with you.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm satisfied with that, John.
Yep.
What I need to do is satisfy Him with me. I need to be satisfying the Lord. And I love Him,
Dad.
Amen. With all my heart. Amen. You know, if I didn't, I wouldn't be here.
Bless you, Lord.
You know, the Bible tells us, folks, He said, how in the world can we love God with whom we're not saved if we can't love our brother and whom we have?
Amen. Yeah.
Then Gina, I'll use this real quick. She's done got red face and I ain't gonna do nothing bad. We've been married for 31 years. And you think we ain't got fault in them? Walking. All kinds of them. we've managed to get beyond that.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
She does things I don't like. And I do a whole lot of things she don't like. Amen. But we manage to work
through it. Yeah. Amen.
And get along. That's what it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. You know what? A marriage is a two-way street.
Yeah.
Honey, it ain't all about me. Mm-hmm. Ain't all about her. But I tell you what, if you got Jesus in it, you'll sure help.
Yeah,
he'll have. Sure, that's improved ours far greater than it's ever been. See, probably if we hadn't had the Lord, we'd be divorced. I'll just be honest with you. Because they don't tell me where I'd be.
That's correct.
Huh? Because I love the things of this world. I do. But I fight for tonight that something came in.
Yeah, amen.
I fight something came in. And
something
amen. All that hatred. Every time I was full of hatred, but I hated the ground people walked. Hated the guts. I mean, you stand and talk to me all day, and all I could tell you was how bad I hated things. Now, even the people that I used to hate a lot.
Yep.
Huh? I felt compassion for them. Why? Not nothing I ever done. That's what Christ did on the altar.
Amen.
Amen. That's something. I'll live that song. Usually, when you preach something early, God just holds it to you.